Welcome to this iOS 9 demonstration for VoiceOver. And in this quick demo, I want to just show you the changes that you now have in VoiceOver Practice, which people may find useful. To get to the VoiceOver Practice, we need to go into Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver. Now, to get most of the way there, I'm just going to ask Siri to open up my accessibility settings by holding in the Home button and just saying Accessibility Settings. Accessibility settings.
Here are the settings for accessibility.
If I just flick through with one finger to the right.
General, back button, vision, heading, voiceover, on, button.
Okay, one finger double tap on voiceover.
Voiceover, accessibility, back button.
And flick down to the right.
Voiceover, heading, voiceover, on. Voiceover speaks items on the screen. Tap once to select an item. Double tap to activate the selected item. Swipe three fingers to scroll. Voiceover practice, button.
Now, before I double tap on VoiceOver Practice, there is two options that are now available if you have them turned on in your rota. And of course, they are handwriting mode and braille screen input, and people normally refer to that as BSI. If you have either one of those or both of them turned on in your rota, so if I just flick down to the right.
Speaking rate, speak in, use pitch check, use sound of speech, braille, rota. Button.
Okay, in there, then these will also come up in the VoiceOver Practice as buttons, including the general VoiceOver Practice. So let me just flick back to the left and I'll show you what happens.
Braille, speech, use sound, use pitch, speak in, speaking right, VoiceOver Practice, button.
Okay, one finger double tap on that.
Selected, general, button, one
okay,
of three.
Okay, so we've landed on general and it's now saying one of three. So general, of course, is our general VoiceOver gestures. So if I was to touch the middle of the screen.
Practice voiceover and gestures, commands and typing in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
So I flick to the right.
Flick right. Move to next item. Flick left. Move to previous item.
That was me flicking left. Now if I touch the top of the screen again on the top left hand side.
Selected. General. Button.
Flick
one
to
of
the
three.
Right.
Handwriting. Button. Two of three.
And now I double tap on handwriting.
Selected. Handwriting. Two of three.
Touch the middle of the screen.
Practice voiceover and gestures, commands and typing in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
So now if I do gestures in respect to handwriting mode, remember this is not how to handwrite, just the gestures for handwriting mode. If I do a two-finger flick to the right.
Two-finger flick right. Insert a space.
Two-finger flick to the left.
Two-finger flick left. Delete a last character.
Two-finger flick down.
Two-finger flick down. During text input, choose the next alternate character. On the web, select the next element. On the home screen, choose the next app.
Okay, and so on. So back to the top left-hand side again.
General, button, one of three.
Flick to the right.
Selected, handwriting, braille, button,
and
three of three.
Braille, one finger double tap on braille.
Landscape, home button to the right.
Okay,
settings.
Let's change my
search
landscape
field.
Mode.
Double tap
so
to
if
edit.
I now touch the middle of the screen.
Practice voiceover and gestures, commands and typing in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
So if I do my two-finger flick to the right.
Two-finger flick right. During text input, press the return key. On the home screen, open an app. Two-finger flick left. Delete the last word.
Okay, and I'll just sneak in a new command for braille screen input here. Three-finger flick up.
Three-finger flick up. Lock or unlock the orientation of braille screen input.
Okay, lock or unlock the orientation for braille screen input. And same finger, three-finger flick down.
Three-finger flick down. Lock or unlock the orientation of braille screen input.
Okay, now I want to get back to the other VoiceOver Practice item. So touch the top left-hand side of the screen, and I've only got my phone in landscape mode.
General, button, one of three.
It's general, double tap.
Portrait.
Okay, we're back to portrait mode and I'm back to my normal gestures on the screen. I just want to give you a bit of a tip here. So I'm going to flick over and choose handwriting.
Handwriting, button,
and
two
one
of
finger
three.
Double tap.
Selected, handwriting, two of three.
Okay, so that's now selected. I'm just going to press the home button now to
home.
Come out of there. Now I'm going to invoke the VoiceOver Practice now with the four finger double tap.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four finger double tap or two finger scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
Now if I touch the screen.
Touch. Draw letters and numbers on the screen to input text, passwords, web search, table navigation and launching apps.
Okay, I'm in handwriting mode because that's what I had set in VoiceOver Practice in the VoiceOver panel itself. As far as I know at the moment, the only way to get that back is to go back into accessibility settings. Open settings.
General.
Okay, flick to the right.
Selected. Handwriting. Button. Two of three.
And I'm back in settings to the VoiceOver Practice because that's where I was before in settings. So flick back to the left.
General. Button. 1 of 3.
Double tap on General.
Selected. General. 1 of 3.
And just to be nice and clean, I press the home button again to come out. Now I'm going to invoke the VoiceOver practice four-finger double tap again.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub,
and
or press escape on
the
keyboard. Touch. Select item under your finger.
Okay, and now we're back to the VoiceOver gestures. If you don't actually have Braille screen input and handwriting mode on, it'll just default directly to General, and you won't have those other two options there for handwriting or Braille screen input if you've got them turned on. You'll just get the normal VoiceOver practice, whether you invoke it from the VoiceOver panel or just via the four-finger double tap. The only thing you've got to juggle is when you ever have handwriting or Braille screen input turned on, you've got to make sure you're in the one you want to use when you invoke it via the four-finger double tap. So that completes this quick demo of the new VoiceOver practice in iOS 9. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the demo. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.